All right, welcome, members. And I'm plugging in here on Tuesday night, the 2nd of August, 2022, for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. I hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be in these strange times as we move forward into another year. Very quick, eh? We're already into August. It's just unbelievable. Time is flying by. As always, thank you so much to the members for your ongoing support. Thanks to some of the members for putting in some extra payments in the donate tab. That's just amazing. You guys are awesome. You really are. And you help me keep going here and keep me stamping through the mud and keep the website up and running and keep me talking away. So it's good to have your support, and it's good to see the website up and out there in the world with so much traction going through there. Lots going up on the website, and get into the members area, especially if you're on a desktop. We've made the website for desktops. It's great on mobile, but it's great on a desktop as well. Get into the members area and join in the chat room there. Just log in as a guest user or whatever and leave some links and chat away. There's always a lot of info going up. And I hope you're enjoying the website. And as we move forward, man, quite a bit coming through today. My little one has been a bit unwell, but better today, so a couple of rough nights there as you go through. But I'm back tonight, and I'll go over what I've just saved today. Kind of long days, and not too much sleep. It's just so much going on. We're also over on Telegram, and there's a great chat group over there if you want to join in and log into Telegram. That's the main one outside of the Krasvile's members chat. I'm just not on Facebook or any of those anymore. But the social media platforms are all linked up onto the website now anyway. Thanks for some of the members for all your great emails and commenting on the website to the articles that are going up. That's really cool as well. It's great to have such an active website and you guys on there and having a look at all the articles going up and things and podcasts. Should have a few more podcasts coming up this week anyway. We'll just see where we go, but it's good to keep checking the website to see what is being put up there. I'll just go over some of the articles that I have saved today. This sort of just gives me a chance to plug in here and sit down at night and do the Night Watch podcast and just cover what's in front of me. I'm not rushing, I'm not pushing. I haven't really organized anything here. I just come and sit down and go over all the latest info that people are posting around the place that's presenting itself, that's all. And gives me the opportunity to do that in an age of great censorship, of course. We continue and we push forward, indeed. I've saved a bunch here, and in no order. I can go through some of the ones that sparked my interest today that I just like to read through. And everyone's got different opinions, and that's the way that it is, and that's great. So some people might agree with some content, and others want to add more or might not agree at all. Just depends, but it's good to have the get the conversations rolling always, as we can discuss things. We can see now they want to just completely shut us all up, so we don't have a they can sew our mouths up, or you know, like they did to Neo in the Matrix. Thanks to the guys as well, sending through that info to about the about the Matrix film and how that script was stolen. I did contact that guy. Haven't heard anything back though, so we'll see how that goes. But I did reach out. They've got a website and stuff. I'll see how it goes. They have been discussing the film a lot, and that's obviously an interesting thing to go over. This article came up today from Activist Post, The Collapse of Government, The Rise of Resistance, and by Julian Rose. I thought it was interesting to cover because we need to be looking forward to this. There's got to be a breaking point for humanity. There really has to be. How much more can we possibly take? It's insane. Wherever you look in the world today, governance is failing and governments are falling. And even where governments hold on, premiers, prime ministers, presidents and parliamentarians tumble around them, disgraced and exposed for one seedy scandal after another, be it money, sex, fraud, despotism, embezzlement, or quite simply a pandemic of absolute lies. It barely matters. Over and over again, the lust for power takes precedence over the responsibility to earn the trust of the nations. So widespread has this failure to govern epidemic become that one is justified in asking whether the electoral system, which supposedly underlies democracy, has any merit left in it whatsoever. Well, of course it doesn't. Well, you might say it's not the system, it's the quality of the candidates that's the problem. And clearly that is a big problem, as evidenced by the pandemic of failure to deliver. But it isn't there something wrong with the expecting unaware, uninvolved and unsuspecting members of the general public to choose who should lead their countries? Isn't this a receipt for chaos and corruption? Yes, quite obviously it is. By and large, whoever is chosen to take on this leadership role turns out to be a mirror of the mentality which put them there in the first place, all under control. This seems to come as a shock to most. The electorate appears to want someone on the platform who miraculously rises above their own morale, intellectual and visionary shortcomings. They want a bold, brave and bright Moses figure to lead them out of the desert of their daily afflictions, which they believe must have been caused by the previous useless leaders they had such unreasonable hopes for. So the merry-go-round continues, each time getting more surreal and more systemic in its inability to address the real needs of the country, its people, or any fundamental sense of directions and purpose. Here we are, but the laws of the universe strongly suggest that anything which becomes fundamentally incapable of evolving into something better, but lingers on in a state of abject sterility, lands up in or as a black hole, an inwardly collapsing gravitational graveyard. The only way such an outcome can be circumvented here on Earth is by many people becoming individually aware enough to take back control of their destinies, while recognizing that together they can run their lives according to another formula. That's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it? We are all faced with this choice, never more starkly than today. Either get sucked into the black hole which awaits all those who do something and take no action, or do nothing and take no action, or form aware, decentralized, autonomous groups with the determination to act as a responsible governing body at the neighborhood and community level. The key words are aware and responsible. Without awareness, no action can serve the cause of breaking free. Without accepting a level of responsibility, no action can become reality. How many times have I mentioned awareness being the key? What exactly is this awareness? Quite simply, it is a condition in which recognition of the endemic levels of falsity and deception in society, and particularly in the political sphere, lead to the realization that one must stop mindlessly obeying authoritarian voices of destruction and take action to establish a better and more just way of life. You know, it's a beautiful day in Sydney, around Sydney today, blue skies for as far as you can gaze out, and warmer weather, but just perfect, you know, perfect weather, beautiful day today. Walking a couple of times, there's a few shops around here, these people still have muzzles on. They've still got muzzles on. Black muzzles. I think sometimes I feel like I need a pair of steel cap working boots to kick them in the side of the head. You know, these people are beyond stupid. They really are. This is ridiculous to be still wearing those fucking things. Someone put up some images or sent them through. I was looking at it, these aquatic animals and ducks and swans and things choking and having these masks, these surgical masks that have been thrown in our waterways and rivers and oceans. All these images of these marine animals choking and eating and having these things stuck around their heads. Why aren't the fucking Greens doing something about that? Why aren't they doing something about that? No, they're not. You know, they're not. Of course they're not. If these stupid, retarded morons who believe in a fake virus and wear muzzles on their faces and obey the law, and obey these corrupt, false, so-called prophets in government, you know, if they want to actually help the climate, if they want to actually do something to help Mother Earth, then get off your stupid, lazy, fucking useless asses and go out there to waterways and beaches or whatever's around you and start cleaning up the fucking mess that you idiots made with those surgical masks. And if it's bad here, imagine how bad it is in poorer countries all over the world, which have much higher populations than Australia. Did you see this fucking idiot in our parliament today, Lydia Thorpe? Look, I don't care about the Queen. I just wanted to put that article up because this woman is a reflection of what Australian people voted in. Why do many, many Australian people support the Communist Green Party? I can't understand why. These people represent the UN's and Klaus Schwab's and Bill Gates' Agenda 2030. Everything that's happened to us, all the horror, all the lockdowns, all the madness, all the craziness that's gone on, that's what this party represents in this country. That's what they represent. And this stupid idiot is making a fool of herself in this ridiculous chambers on Parliament floor today or yesterday. And I just wanted to put that article up. It's on the website now. One of the Sydney radio guys talks about it. But these people are idiots. They really are. This woman is a stupid moron. And it's a reflection of the problems we the terrible situation, sorry, that we're in. And I've been covering this since the election day. These Greens that the Australians stupidly and foolishly voted in, and these fake independents who are mouthpieces for the United Nations communist agenda and Agenda 2030. They have a lot of power in this country at this time, and that's what I was saying. If you look at this stupid rat bag, you know, and you can see what the Greens are doing. Once they, you know, as I said, going through the years, they haven't really, they've just been like ass sniffers. They haven't really had too much power over the years, but now they've got it. You can see how egotistical they are and how they changed overnight and how this Adam Brandt just pushed the flag away and all of this. So, you know, we can see the arrogance of this mob and we can see the trouble we're in. And that's what I kept saying. Things are going to get so extremely bad in this country that Australians will be forced to act. They're going to have no other choice but to do something and to act. You know, that's just the way that it is. And it's going to get crazy, folks. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of gullible and uneducated and really dim-witted and stupid Australian people, they support this LGBTQ plus communities. And we talked about this on a podcast. They don't understand that this filth, they are actually using children to get their hands on our children. That's the thing that people don't understand. Gullible Australians think that by supporting these groups, and we talked about George Soros and these kinds of entities behind the gay and lesbian movement, and we're not talking about people who are just gay, it doesn't matter. What we're talking about is what's driving these networks. We talked about safe schools, Roz Ward, and these people who basically came out in the open and said they want to make, you know, pedophilia just, you know, they don't want it to be a crime. They want it to be a normal part of everybody's lives now, where, you know, it's okay for men to have sex with babies or young children. That's fine. What's wrong with that? This is what they want to do. And the Greens are no different. The Greens are part of this agenda, this dystopian Hunger Games kind of future. This is what they want. They want to sexually confuse our children. They want to crush their genitals on the LGBTQ plus chopping block. They want them on puberty blockers. They want to sterilize them through the jabs, and all sorts of things and drugs and things they do to them. And basically they want children to never ever want to have kids or a family of their own. And they want a society where children and young girls grow up to be oversexed, addicted to pornography, and basically just going around fucking each other. That's what they want. This is the kind of society these pedophiles and disgusting demonic perverts want in our country. And people have just voted for that, and I don't understand. I would love to go around the country and ask people, Australian people, who voted for the Greens in such great numbers in the last elections, what mental problems do you have and why did you do this? Do you think that these people give a shit about the environment? Do you think these people give a shit about the environment? Are you kidding? And trees out there, they couldn't give a fuck. They couldn't give a stuff. They represent the New World Order and Agenda 2030, and that's exactly what we've been going through. And these people are after our kids. This is what they're saying now through the sports and everywhere. They're saying that we have to protect the children who are getting bullied in schools because they're confused about their sexuality. Bullshit. These people are going after our kids. They're grooming them. That's what they're doing, and that's what the Greens are. And this, unfortunately, as I said, is what gullible Australians voted for. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it, but, you know, what that idiot woman did in the Australian Parliament is just a basically a sign of what's coming and how bad things are going to get. These people are rat bags. They're just absolute rat bags, and they're really showing their true colours now, I tell you. I don't understand how Australian people could support and vote for groups who want to attack our children. How could you do that? And that's what I've said. When we become like that as a society, when we think that it's okay that our children are under attack, then this is not the fucking world I want to live in. But mark my words, things are going to get very intense here. And with this current so-called government, with this current system that has been implemented and installed, things are going to get fucking crazy. As I said before, they're going to go after the farmers, they're going to go after our food, they're going to go after everything, and people are going to be forced to act. That's what I was reading this article for. Articles like this, at least it gives us hope that there will, at the end of the day, be enough of us to stand up and take our lives back. And the rest of them, let them get flushed down that black hole, because they're never going to fucking listen and they're never going to fucking learn. Working together. Yeah. So we were talking about awareness, weren't we? This is where so many submit to the coward within. Instead of following their heart-led instincts to rebel, they submit to their false intellect, whose judgment is always, that's not possible because we can never be more powerful than them. So Mr. and Mrs. X, who have moaned almost ceaselessly about the corruption and inept performance of those they elected, or didn't, into office, take the standard position that in spite of witnessing their elected representatives being incapable of dispensing justice and common sense, the only thing to do is wait for the next election and once again try to get their candidate party into office. This is, let us not mince our words, a direct route to the black hole. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, there will not be another election. This sham is over. The entire tragic comedy has already imploded. If you think in terms of democracy and governments, according to the will of the people, the unaware can't or won't believe that this ship has sunk to the bottom and cannot be salvaged. But for the aware, it's no longer about choices. We must take the tiller and face the music. It's not a lullaby or a sonata, but a hand-to-hand grappling with those who want to destroy us and our children, eh? Which in some cases includes those indoctrinated ones who live amongst us and follow the bloody orders. Orders that emanate from such devious old hands as Mr. Klaus Schwab, head of the Wilkie Economic Forum, and his fellow henchmen. Orders that are passed on and repeat by the brain-frozen bureaucrats and technocrats whose jobs depend upon being proper robots. There are no more bona fide governments in existence in the world, just a facade of fake interests directed towards those who put the elected members on their pedestals. While these members enjoying their apotheosis of parliamentary power, have their minds only on the next election, defection or rejection. That's called governments. While that stuff still no doubt continued to be played out on the world stage for a while longer, it is simply a facade for our distraction, to distract everybody away all the time. This planet is the territory of the Great Reset now, an instrument for enforcing what is called net zero. What kind of gibberish is net zero? Does it mean anything? No, actually it doesn't. It is simply the reductionist algorithm, AI Gore rhythm. Well, the algorithm, and digital way of getting around having to say zero carbon, because zero carbon has been exposed as meaning zero CO2. And zero CO2 means zero life on Earth, the black hole, yes, under Klaus Schwab's Fourth Reich, we will be disposable. since in some circles it has been known for years that depopulation and the reprogramming of those who remain is the true meaning of the two words Great Reset, and the Fourth Industrial Revolution is nothing less than the techno-binary control mechanism for the digitalization and roboticization of humankind. It's transhumanism. So for the aware, the time for debate about the nature of what lies ahead has passed. The aware are the resistance. The resistance is a four-dimensional energetic force operating on physical, mental, and psychic and spiritual planes. It encompasses a rising consciousness and capacity for universal vision and action. The enemy of mankind operates on just two three-dimensional planes. It lacks any warmth or empathy. It is devoid of spirituality. It is coldly wedded to the material world and deeply fears the manifestation of spirit and human courage. It knows not love at all, but does know how to smile. The resistance is the new government. It will not need to be elected. It will simply come to be. It is already apparent, and it's growing. It is you and I, it is God, and it is the future of life on Earth. Yeah, it's an interesting article and a good one, because this is what we need to see, and I think we are seeing it. This has been a massive awakening around the world and resistance to this plan. Some of my guests think that it's all going perfectly to plan, but I don't. I don't. Seems chaotic to me. Hey, at the end of the day, they could get this in, you know. But it's just incredible for me to think that human beings, especially in Australia and in our cities and everywhere, are just going to take this. Yeah, they're just going to keep playing this rigged game. And they're just going to keep getting slapped in the face and humiliated, and they're just going to sink into this. It's just, and go down that black hole. It just can't happen. We can't allow this to happen, you know? And you know, getting down about people in masks, it's only a tiny, tiny amount, to be honest. I'm not really seeing any masks anywhere. I'm just saying. You see them today and it's like, just take the fucking thing off. I think we should be having that conversation with them now. Time's up, you know. I think if you see these people at the shops and on the street, go and say something to him. Yeah, there's a lot of oldies with them. Go and tell them. That's what I do. Go up and say, look, dear, what are you doing? You know, what are you wearing that for? And tell them. It's destroying their health and it doesn't protect you from getting any, it doesn't protect you from these fake COVID, so-called viruses and variants. It's purely cosmetic. It's for show. It doesn't do anything. Look, you're never going to convince them that there's not any virus. I told a few people this and they just were so shocked and horrified at me. They really saw me differently, you know, because I don't mince words anymore and with them. And when you tell them that you don't, that there is no virus. They just see you as this person. They just don't even want to, because they just, they think that's, they think that all these people are dying from COVID all over the world. And you're denying that. It's just, you are the scum of the earth to them. Yeah. It's not just telling them to take the mask off and all this, but when you tell people there is no virus, they retract into this. They just think you're the most terrible person ever. And look, they're just never going to get it. They're not ready. But if we could get them to take the masks off, you know, that would be good, because you look like a fucking clown. They look like idiots. There's absolutely no reason to have those things on. Take them off. This is insane. You know, but you know, mostly it's okay. It's okay. I've watched some sporting events on live TV, just grooming through, just having a look, and the camera will pan over the crowd, and there's hardly anyone with masks. You know, most people are kind of looks like it was in the UK, you know, when, you know, a while ago. So I don't know what their next move is, folks. We can, it's interesting because these idiots in the WHO are trying to call, apparently, and I don't know if I saved it, I may have to go the long way around here, folks. I sent it to Johnny about New York. Here we are. I've got it there. It just reminded me of this article today. That was all. I don't know if any of the listeners are in New York. Can you let me know if this is true? From PM... American News, August 2nd. New York Governor Hochul declares state of emergency over monkeypox virus outbreak. After reviewing the latest data on the monkeypox outbreak in New York, I am declaring a state disaster emergency to strengthen our aggressive ongoing efforts to confront the outbreak, Governor Hochul said. Have you seen this thing? Have you seen it? Kind of looks like Nancy Pelosi. And you can see that masculine kind of reptilian figure just under the surface here with these ones. You know what I mean? You know, that reptilian form, you can really see it in the eyes and everything. It's just hiding under the surface of the skin there. We talked about New York a lot, and I think, you know, these are people who really just took so much punishment, and now they're getting even more, sad to see. An executive order, all documented here and links and everything, declaring a disaster in the state of New York. Has anyone heard of this? I haven't had time today. They're talking about individuals reportedly. Isn't that it's amazing when you look at the wording, reportedly testing positive for the monkeypox virus, with large outbreaks occurring within LGBTQ communities. Oh, the poor LGBTQ plus communities are feeling really downtrodden and upset. They've got a dickhead here on TikTok in a green beanie who's pretending to have monkeypox and describe what it's like. There was an article came out here in the news, and it was actually a news article where they're saying that someone took a photo of a guy's legs that had these kind of sores on one leg. And they're saying that people are traveling around on the trains here with monkeypox and we wouldn't even know it. We were having a laugh about it anyway. What can you do but just laugh? Interesting anyway. Not a big article. They're saying that the monkeypox outbreak in New York State, they're declaring a state disaster emergency. More than one in four monkeypox cases in this country is in New York State. We're using every tool in our arsenal to respond. Now, this is interesting because I can't back myself up here, but I was reading something and I may have mentioned it. I was looking at something a couple of weeks ago that was talking about new military lockdowns in New York City that are going to be far beyond the lockdowns that we've seen with the COVID psyop. New military lockdowns, hardcore shit. That was something that got put up somewhere that I looked over. I'm sure I mentioned it on this podcast. I'm sure I did. This is interesting. Boy, New York's in trouble. Don't know if you guys have seen that anyway. Let me know what the latest may be, if you can dig up anything there. Let's go back to Activist Post. It was another one I saved. Humanity 2.0, the fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identities. Joe Allen. Artificial intelligence is pulling new vaccines out of the Platonic realm. Automated labs are on standby, prepared to crank out alien strands of mRNA and pack them into toxic nanoparticles. 1 billion empty syringes are waiting on shelves. This is not science fiction. These jabs will be on the market before you can say booster. Google, Moderna, Microsoft, they're all racing to the edge. This is corporate transhumanism in all its glory, riding waves of propaganda and channeled by a biosecurity state. These people uphold a new mythos whose axis mundi is the machine. In their world, digital minds are dreaming up novel genetic configurations. Biological systems are treated as living software. With each technical advance, their myths bleed into our reality. A 2019 white paper from Policy Horizons Canada describes this shift as a biodigital convergence. Full physical integration of biological and digital identities. Coevolution of biological and digital entities. Conceptual convergence of biological and digital systems. Our so-called elites, educated beyond their level of intelligence, are undergoing a sort of religious conversion. Their world has been illuminated by gene sequencing and neural networks. Their machines have convinced them that living things are just clunky machines. Our immune systems require software updates, and our flawed genomes need debugging. In order to get there, our brains must be augmented. Reality explored by AI, or the assistance of AI, may prove to be something other than what humans had imagined, wrote ex-Google chief Eric Schmidt, another Jew, in his 2021 book, The Age of AI. Across the biological, chemical, and physical sciences, a hybrid partnership is emerging in which AI is enabling new discoveries. For Schmidt and his co-authors, this vantage point has a mystical quality. The prognostications of the Gnostic philosophers of an inner reality beyond ordinary experience may prove newly significant. Sometimes the result will be the revelation of properties of the world that were beyond our conception. We're beyond our conception until we cooperated with machines. Lifeless eyes gaze out on a world composed of numbers. Every living creature is just data to be manipulated. On July 28th, Google's DeepMind announced its powerful AI system, AlphaFold, has modeled the 3D structures of some 200 million proteins. That's almost every protein on the planet. Published on an open database, even if we account for errors, no human team has achieved anything close to this. AlphaFold is a deep learning system. In the initial phase, it was trained on the data sets of known protein structures. Over the past 2 years, programmers have turned it loose on every genome ever sequenced. The AI can look at any gene and convert the DNA to protein in virtual space, then predict the folding pattern with remarkable accuracy. That means scientists can anticipate any protein's function, whether natural or artificial, starting with nothing but its DNA sequence. That also means genetic engineers can predict what mutations will produce new functions. In silico, Before they ever test it in the lab, months of trial and error can be done by computer in an instant. It's a transhuman fantasy come to life. A wet dream. For people like Bill Gates. The project's leader, Dame Janet Thornton, told The Guardian this insight will now be used to design improved vaccines, great, which induce the most potent transmission-blocking antibodies. In the next few years, a flood of experimental mRNA vaccines, all designed using AI, will flood the pharmaceutical market. Moderna is working on 15 different concoctions. Don't forget, folks, Moderna are building factories in Australia right now, targeting everything from the common flu, fake, and HIV, fake, to malaria and dengue fever, fake. If they can drum up enough public anxiety, we'll soon see two-legged biomachines lined up around the block to get their injectable updates. We call mRNA the software of life, the Moderna CEO told Mitt Sloan. You can copy and paste the information into a lot of drugs by using the same technology. In the spirit of biodigital convergence, Moderna has trademarked the name mRNAOS, as in mRNA operating system like Mac. Back in 2017, Moderna's chief medical officer Tal Zaks explained this approach in a TED talk. And I put this up and talked about it as well. We've been living this phenomenal digital and scientific revolution, and I'm here today to tell you that we're actually hacking the software of life. If you watch that, he actually said that in a TED talk. I put the video up and we talked about it. Using Moderna's zany jargon, Zaks described the transcription of DNA into mRNA and proteins as an operating system. If you think about what it is we're trying to do, we've taken information and how that information is transmitted in the cell. And we've taken our understanding of medicine and how to make drugs, and we're fusing the two. We think of it as information therapy. That means new inoculations, new cancer treatments, new gene therapies, and maybe a few potions to make designer humans, all developed using AI and manufactured robots. What was I saying on many shows too, that all these people who are getting all these terrible reactions and health problems because they don't have basically any immune system anymore after they've had those jabs and boosters, well, they're going to need these new AI drug injections as well, just to, you know, because the technology will sync and work together. They made you sick, so they've obviously got the more jabs to maybe help push you through a little bit. I don't know. If nothing else, Moderna has reprogrammed our federal budget. The US government is about to pay $147 billion in taxpayer money for, guess what, how many? Boom, 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 66 million doses of Moderna's new Omicron strain. That's on top of more than 200 million original doses already administered nationwide. So the company's stocks have produced five billionaires since the pandemic started. These are the pillars of society, aren't they? What wonderful people these billionaires must be. Talk about demonic entities. I mean, my God, what disgusting filth. What putrid filth. How could you call those people human? The era of the digital vaccine is here. A GlaxoSmithKline team declared in Science. It's a jab 2.0 for humanity. 2.0. Remember the podcast we did years and years ago with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny? She said that there's hundreds and hundreds of these new generation jabs in the pipelines coming. And here we are. We've arrived at this destination. We've arrived at the destination, folks. The era of the digital vaccine is here. Indeed. It's fitting that Moderna's mRNA vax was initially funded with $20 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2016. Oh my God. Microsoft's founder is also about operating systems and viruses and sci-fi swindles. Consider his endless vaccine initiatives of the Epstein flight logs. It seems like Bill would jab anything that moves, no matter how innocent. For Bill Gates and his cyber conquistadors, biodigital convergence is the next frontier. Just before the pandemic broke out, Microsoft spotlighted Sarah Jane Dunn and her work at the company Station B. She waxed poetic about programmable biomachines in an official propaganda video, The Living Software Revolution, which is on YouTube. The last technological revolution, the software revolution, was defined by our ability to encode ones and zeros on silicon. The next revolution won't be about ones and zeros. It will be about our ability to code A's and G's and C's and T's, the building blocks of DNA. Everywhere I look, I see cells operating as little computers. You can think of this as living software. And as I said many times on this podcast, they've always told us, the scientists with their lab coats and their Bunsen burners, that our DNA pretty much basically is nearly 100% junk. There's only a little bit of it that we can really benefit from and you know, and tell you about, and that's kind of the same as apes anyway, so don't worry about it. This approach is applied to everything from gene therapies to creation of synthetic organisms in partnership with Oxford Biomedica. And other tech companies, the team at Station B is dedicated to building integrated systems to program biology more effectively, as if mice and men really were living software. In this mentality, we're not souls enshrined in bodies and part of God and natural law, we're half-assed bots constructed by faulty genes. What did I just say about our DNA? Our only hope is to be reprogrammed and fixed like Frankenstein, right? That's what the Frankenstein novels and the movies were about. Reprogramming, reshaping and refixing, remolding, rebooting the monster, you know, out of something that is basically us or dead, then they're going to reboot it and remodel it into something else. Science fiction movies and horror movies have been filled with this stuff for so long. Killing us off and rebooting and reforming and you know, producing a monster that has no soul and no character and no uniqueness, no morals or dignity, nothing. You know, monsters. It's all through the Hollywood movies, folks. This is the Dracula character as well. It dies but lives on human blood and lives for thousands of years, but doesn't have a soul. We've developed biological programming languages that allow us to encode our designs for genetic circuits. Our tools allow us to compile these designs down to the DNA code, then to automatically run our experiments in the lab. The experiments are run on lab robots, and then we pull the data from those experiments and store it in a Microsoft cloud storage space. That's what the cloud's about, folks. Oh boy, man, this medical type cloud with all our information and stuff, with what they're going to build here and how they've indoctrinated us into the cloud, is unbelievable what's coming with this. Our knowledge base is continuously updated by automated learning. That's right, Microsoft has RoboLabs to create designer genes. Google uses AI to digitize every protein in the world. Moderna is cranking out mRNA jabs like they're cheap software patches. Well, they are. To biotech cyborgs, everything looks like a computer simulation. This is what we heard, and this is what I've talked about Minority Report for years. and how this trackable, traceable AI bot technology, nano stuff, will be like dust everywhere. It already is. Human augmentation, the dawn of a new paradigm, a strategic implications project from the Ministry of Defence. In 2021, and I mentioned this on previous podcasts as well, because I saved the document and one of the listeners sent it to me, thank you very much. The UK Ministry of Defence put out a white paper entitled Human Augmentation. I read this, The Dawn of New Paradigm. If you ever wondered about the connection between mask Karens and cyborg super soldiers, this is the place to start. After hyping genetic enhancement and brain-controlled drones, the authors take a sudden detour to scold the vax hesitant as technophobes. The history of vaccinations demonstrates how proven and seemingly controversial human augmentation technologies can take many years to become globally effective and accepted by societies. Human augmentation might be resisted by elements of society that do not trust the effectiveness and the motive of augmentation. So, you know, we're eventually just going to have to take you, mob, and take you out and re-educate you and change your brains and refuse you, you know, because you or just kill you. Call me phobic. All you want, I'm not down with getting penetrated by Big Pharma. Getting a Big Pharma plastic dildo shoved up my rectum. Sorry, folks. I don't want my veins clotting up with information therapy. I don't trust these people, and I don't trust their calculations, not unless they're counting money. Well, they're psychopaths. Think about when your web browser crashes or your internet goes down. Now, imagine that happening to your immune system. Imagine your heart doing an automatic reboot. It ain't easy being a caveman, but it's preferable to whatever big tech and big pharma have conspired to turn us into. We are not machines to be reprogrammed. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. More than likely, they're just paid to do so, and they're fucking morons. Yeah, we are beautiful paintings of God. And we are here in this beautiful world, and we have souls. And we don't need technology because we're better than that. You know, this technology and all this that I'm talking about tonight is all artificial. It's a con. It's not real. It's fake. It's evil. We don't need that because we can naturally and organically do all of this and beyond in our own special ways. And that's what they're trying to get rid of. They're scared of us and who we really are and what we can really do. And this is what's happening. This is the game, folks. This has always been the game. They're trying to dumb us down and break us down and shatter us into pieces and incrementally destroy us from the inside out, piece by piece, and constantly distract us away from who we really are. So this system can come in, take over, and reboot. This is what's going on. And it's really important that I'm sitting here in this time reading this in this late in the game. Think about it. This late in the game, I am here talking to you guys about this. It's really important, you know, and that we're still thinking like we want to. This is really, really great. We've got to move forward. These fucking psychos. Oh my goodness me. Talk about evil. Talk about it. Putrid, rotting, filthy, disgusting, smelling, stinking evil. You know what? I'd rather be a caveman, as it says in this article. I'll be a caveman. Give me a fire and, you know, basic necessities, that's fine. I'll live in a cave. I don't want this big tech and big pharma putrid evil. It's absolutely disgusting. I don't recognize it. It's not natural. It's not part of our makeup. It's not who we are. It's not where we want to go. This is the wrong way. You know those signs you see on the highway and it says when you're driving? You know when you're driving on the highway and you're going forward and you see some of those, shutes that come in and join the highway and stuff, you know, and you're driving along and you see those signs, wrong way, go back. And I kind of think to myself, who the fuck does that? Like, who needs to be told that they're on the wrong way and to turn around because they're heading into incoming traffic? Well, this is a lot of society, folks. Maybe we need to do some t-shirts, wrong way, go back. What do you reckon, folks? I think that this sums up what I've been talking about for so long. Wrong way, go back. Wrong way, go back. Let me save that, actually. before I forget, because it's just it's the truth, isn't it? Wrong way, go back. This is the wrong way, folks. We are, and it's almost like they're telling you in that way on the highways, aren't they? You know? We're living our lives and we're living in this illusion and it's like, who's getting that signal? Who's getting that sign? Wrong way, go back. Wrong way, go back, man. We don't want to go down this path. This is the wrong way, folks. I'm not letting these disgusting demons take my soul, and they can't anyway. They can't anyway. They can't take our souls, folks. They can't take our souls. I mean, if you're fucking stupid enough to get those injections, then there's some complications there. But, you know, our souls are there waiting for us. They're within us. They're without. They're everywhere around us. It's part of us. We're part of the bigger creation, man. And we're all going back there, all of us. And they're not going to stop us. You know, and anyway, I've lost my train of thought. Anyway, yeah, wrong way, go back, folks. We don't want to go down this path, I tell you. Wherever they're taking us with this whole COVID bullshit, turn around and go back and say no. Refuse. And don't be shy about it anymore. Don't be shy about it anymore. Anyone who's playing into this fucking bullshit with their masks and they're trying to tell you what to do, tell them to fuck off. And walk right over the top of them. Don't take this anymore. Because there has to come a point where you have to defend yourself as well. And you have to stick up for yourself and you can't take this anymore. You can't do it. Don't try to negotiate with these idiots. If they're trying to boss you around and tell you have to do this or that, walk straight over the fucking top of them. Okay, because there's no time to waste anymore, and we have to return. And I don't mean physically return, because we can't go back to the 1980s or the 1970s. I don't mean that, but in our whole lives and the way we structure our lives and everything and what we need to do, we need to basically go back. We need to return. We need to reject. That's what it means. It means rejecting the new global order, new world order and great global reset, build back better, all this bullshit. No, reject it. It's toxic, it's evil, it's wrong, it's the wrong way for humanity, it's the wrong way for us. We don't accept it, it doesn't fit. Sorry. I'm not getting on deck. I'm not getting in your car. I'm not doing it. Boy, anyway. Let's have a look at what I've saved here. Don't think I'll be able to get through them all, folks. This one's interesting from Global Research. See if I can highlight this, or it's going to be I got a squint. It's going to make me squint. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it was an interesting article, and you got to go through all these things that, you know. And a lot of these articles, if I don't get them on the website, I'll try and put them in the description. They're good to share with people, you know, who just might not be listening. If you feel like you can get to people, you know, then do it. If you feel like you can't and they're just going to wear those silly diapers on their face, let them go. I mean, look, I'm not going to go through all of this, just mention a little bit, and we understand this, it's very obvious, but it's just interesting articles to try and share and put up, that's what I do. What was COVID really about? Triggering a multi-million dollar global debt crisis, ramping up an imperialist strategy, well, communist, and thus it renders more and more evident the great central fact that the cause of the miserable condition of the working class is to be sought not in these minor grievances, but in capitalistic system belief. The IMF and World Bank have for decades pushed a policy agenda based on cuts to public services, increases in taxes, illegal, paid by the poorest, and moves to undermine labour rights and protections. IMF structural adjustment policies have resulted in 52% of Africans lacking access to healthcare and 83% having no safety nets to fall back on if they lose their job or become sick, and then they just shove them all into Western countries. Even if the IMF has shown that neoliberal policies fuel poverty and inequality. In 2021, an Oxfam review of IMF COVID-19 loans showed that 33, there's that number again, African countries were encouraged to pursue austerity policies. The world's poorest countries are due to pay $43 billion in debt repayments in 2022, which could otherwise cover the costs of their food imports. They're starving them out intentionally and then flooding Western countries like America and Europe and Australia and everywhere with these impoverished blacks who are totally incapable of running modern societies, and everything turns to shit. It's unbelievable. And they're just mixing everyone up and getting everyone fighting, and that's the way that it is, folks. What's COVID really about? Millions have been asking that question since lockdowns and restrictions began in early 2020. If it was indeed about public health, why close down the bulk of health services and the global economy, knowing full well what the massive health, economic, and debt implications would be? Why mount a military-style propaganda campaign, Australia, exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did in Australia, folks. There you go, a military-style propaganda campaign. Now, how many times did I say this to the listeners going back? How many times? The Scott Morrison government implemented the Australian military high-brass generals to go to war against our minds using a military-style propaganda campaign. Isn't that unbelievable? And now you're getting it in these big articles. These big articles are saying the same thing that I've been saying for fucking ages since last year. I was the only one here saying that. As soon as they brought the Australian military in and that guy in, I knew it straight away that this is a propaganda war. Militarized propaganda war to get jabs in arms. And here it is. Now they're saying it. You know? To enforce you to comply and get those jabs. These actions were wholly disproportionate to any risk posed to health. Public health, especially when considering the way COVID death definitions and data were often, what a crock of shit, yeah, you know, and the PCR test, all misused to scare populations into submission. So they lied about everything. So all these university professors and people are coming out now, basically, in this article. They're talking about how they're saying that we should be very suspicious about all of this and what happens and what the ideas and plans are of these ruling so-called elites. So they really just got COVID, and it's all disguised. It's a public health emergency, but it's a masquerade. That's what it's saying. And it's all about communism. Incredible. And the takeover of our world and us and our bodies. Resistance in this article talks about resistance and how important that is as well, but I'll link it in anyway. It's too big to cover, but boy, it's starting to all pour out now. This one also popped up on there. If you're not on to their global research, it's pretty good, man. You know, like if you're looking for the latest daily news, it's not too bad. There's a lot of writers and different stuff going up, so I tend to support it. You know, I don't agree with everything, but they do put up some good stuff. Global research. .ca. This one popped up as well. A nine-year-old girl, I think, with no pre-existing conditions, dies 2 weeks after the Pfizer shot. From Veyers, data released Friday by the CDC. Reporting the adverse events from all age groups into the millions now, folks. Oh boy, and the injuries astronomical. This is just a report taken from all of this. So it's a governing body, but they only report about 1% anyway. The data included a total of 29,790 reports of deaths, an increase of 155 over the previous week. So you've got all that. I'm just going through to find the... it's got foreign reports as well. Well, I might just post this for you. Because there's so many links and so much information, this is really good to share. Woman develops rare acute kidney failure after first Pfizer dose, one dose. So what is mind-boggling about all these, all this information, all these websites, is they're just going through all this and all the data, and it's just, it's too big to go through. It's giving me a headache. This is interesting. A woman developed a rare case of acute kidney failure linked obviously after the jab. Well, this was a few days after receiving the first dose. There's other case studies here. Previously healthy 47-year-old woman presented to a primary care clinic for bilateral flank pain, generalized weakness and bilateral lower extremity swelling that started 3 days after her first shot. Oh boy, flank pain, folks. AAV is a group of diseases characterized by the destruction and inflammation of small vessels. The condition occurs when neutrophilus attacks small and medium vessels of the body, which can affect several organs such as the kidney, stomach, intestine, and lungs. And there's a lot of these as well. That's a quite big one, and worth your time anyway to read. Boy, oh man, I'm I'm squinting there. There's just so much information. It's really, really a worry, folks. It's really a worry being around people who are jabbed as well. I don't know. It's concerning me. I think this is something we're going to have to look at a bit deeper and go into. Not a lot of people are willing to do that, but there's some strange things happening. I'm going to start probing this a little bit. Anyway. Another one from the same research platform. Doesn't seem too long. This is the kind of stuff that we need to start sharing with people on social media and getting it out to people who are just not listening. Smoking gun, US government, CDC colluded with Google, Twitter, Facebook to censor important information about experimental COVID vaccines. And we know this, but people just, they really need to see this information. America First Legal, AFL, filed a Freedom of Information Act, an FOIA, request to investigate unconstitutional acts between the federal government and big tech social media platforms. AFL obtained 256 pages of communications between the Centers for Disease Control, Google, Facebook, Twitter. These pages document violations of the U.S. Constitution and provide evidence that the federal government violated the Nuremberg Code. I don't know how strong that is anymore, folks, to be honest. Let me blow this up. AFL President Stephen Miller, anyway, issued a statement. These explosive smoking gun documents obtained as a result of America First Legal litigation against the Biden administration's conclusively demonstrate that big tech has unlawfully colluded with the federal government to silence, censor, and suppress Americans' free speech and violate their First Amendment rights. Government is expressly prohibited from censoring competing or dissenting viewpoints, or from silencing its political opponents, whether it does so directly or whether it uses an outside corporation to achieve its draconian totalitarian ends. AFL will not rest in the fight against illegal collusion between big tech, big government to trample on our voices and the Bill of Rights. Well, how is this going in Australia? We don't have a Bill of Rights. We're getting killed. We're getting killed. And we've been disarmed. As I always said on this podcast, whether people like it or not, when America falls, we're gone. All of us. When America goes, and I mean it, when it really falls, when it tumbles, we're gone. We're gone. We have to all connect with our American brothers and sisters and fight this, you know, and we need a Bill of Rights in Australia as well. We need to cast out these criminal imposters that are in there now, and we need to rework this, and we need a complete changeover. This is absolutely insane what's going on. This is crazy, and you can look at the mainstream media and all of this as well, what they've been getting away with. The Biden regime and the CDC used big tech to force destructive, deadly experiments onto the global population. Have you seen this Joe Biden's son, Hunter, with the prostitutes and the drugs It's just crazy over there, isn't it? I mean, and the Joe Biden videos where he's not blinking and the deep fakes and, oh my God. We are in the twilight zone, I tell you, folks. Anyway, the CDC documents detail regular communications between the federal government and the three biggest social media platforms. These included regular be on the lookout meetings to identify information that conflicted with the CDC's facts all agenda. Federal officials provided examples of posts that should be flagged and posts that should be censored entirely. On top of all the censorship, Facebook elevated government and pharmaceutical propaganda by gifting the CDC $15 million worth of ad credits. These ad credits were used to promote social distancing, travel restrictions, and vaccine uptake and boosters, for example, while hiding relevant information on the COVID-19 vaccines and their dangers and killing people and the destruction they're causing, and to young people now. The CDC also established a list of verifiable information sources with Facebook to protect social media posts released by the State Department of Health. And as I'm saying, I'm reading this about America. Imagine how bad it is in Australia under APRA and all these people. I mean, we are just slaughtered here. At Twitter, employees arranged regular chats with CDC officials and warned Facebook officials that their algorithms were not doing a good enough job at eliminating vaccine misinformation. Twitter officials reached out to the CDC and asked for help to identify misinformation that should be censored off the platform. CDC officials sent Twitter officials an official chart detailing the tweets that they wanted to target as misinformation. The CDC targeted and eliminated specific information on vaccine injury, vaccine shedding. This is what I was talking about before, man. This is really worrying me, folks. They're hiding this vaccine shedding, us being around people who have had these jabs, and our children, our little precious ones. I mean, in crowds and at this is really concerning me. This is really concerning me. What's wrong, what these people could be shedding off? A lot of people who are not jabbed are getting sick at the moment. You know, this is not good. My little one hasn't been well. This is weird. It's worrying me. You know, she's okay now. I'm just thinking, you know, as long as we don't get that directly injected into us, we're going to be okay. So what I would say to the listeners is don't panic. To the members, don't panic. Let's work on ways that we can detoxify. And as we were talking about, you know, there's many ways to do this. And we can cover this a lot more if you would like. And, you know, how important saunas are and how important really hot baths are with all these salts and borax and all these important elements that we put into the bath because our pores are opening up and our body can force this stuff out. We are not getting these jabs directly injected into our bodies via a needle. But if there's some kind of shedding taking place, we need to be aware of this. We need to be on guard and we need to work out ways, like every week, like once a week, for example, doing this detoxifying and baths and things like that and saunas and things like that. Bicarb soda and everything we talk about and what we need to be taking into our bodies to help our bodies and strengthen our bodies so our bodies can help each other, you know, and force anything out that may be shedded on. And I know this is a critical issue and I have guests on that can't find any evidence of this, but, you know, do we need to find any evidence of this? I'm just raising the alarm. I've got the red flag up. I've got the warning signal going here, folks. You know what? I don't really want to be around vaccinated people. You know, and I don't want my little one around them. This is worrying me. I'm seeing families that I know, people that I know that have had these jabs, and their kids have been sick recently, and they're all getting sick, and it's just weird to me. I'm very, very concerned about this. How do we protect ourselves from them? I mean, we can't go and fucking live on deserted islands. This is very concerning. Anyway, miscarriages risk menstrual cycle disruption and genetic alterations by the vaccine. So Google CDC officials went as far as editing Google's code for its knowledge base. These edits were focused on promoting isolation, mask, and vaccine use. CDC officials told Google to use the search engine itself to promote the CDC's vaccine page. The CDC also utilized Google's signal boost to promote similar propaganda coming from the World Health Organization, and to promote comprehensive global training on tracking, analyzing, and addressing misinformation. What the fuck's going to happen to all these people when humanity wakes up to what was done to them? You know, but as I said, one is, will people have the ability to even fight back because everyone's getting so sick from the jabs? And what kind of technology has been injected into people, whereas if they need to pull the trigger, they can just fucking destroy people? Think of it as being internally tasered. So, this talks about CDC and all these people colluding and connecting with social media and media as well, in emails and everything like this. I mean, we've been talking about this from, this is deceitful, it's disgusting, it's unconstitutional, it's absolutely outrageous. And it's what it's saying basically at the end of this article, is that this is all documented now and it needs to be brought forth to stand trial. And I agree with that. And what we've always said on this podcast, I hope we see the day where all these people get put on trial. And I think it has to come. It has to come. You can't just murder half the planet and get away with it. They're not going to fucking get away with it. They're not going to fucking get away with it. They can't. They can't. You know, this is crazy. There has to come a boiling point where this explodes, these people have to stand some kind of trial. They can't get away with this. They can't get away with this. I won't be able to rest until these people are fucking hung for what they have done. I'll finish on this. No, I don't want to subscribe. Damn it. Ah, damn it. This one I wanted to read out. It's not letting me continue. Ah, that sucks, folks. Sorry about that. From the times.co.uk. Anyway, look it up for yourselves if you can. It was about the Tavistock Gender Clinic being forced to shut down over safety fears for children. The centre has been accused of rushing vulnerable children into treatments. Did you guys see that as well? And I saved it, and when I've opened it up again, they want me to subscribe. But the Tavistock Gender Clinic has been shut because they're forcing children into sex changes and all of this kind of stuff. Please check out that if you can find it. This is really good news. This is really good news. Absolutely 100%. What else we got here, folks? Let's take a look. Well, yeah, I did send myself this one. This has come out in the news. I'll finish on this one. Oh, my God, this is sick. Oh, boy. Whew. I need to put on a coat of armor to cover this stuff, man. I'm just so furious. Oh. Ha ha. This is painful. What they're doing to our children, what they're doing to young kids, just, it's agony. I've got ideas in my head to do some things here. Let's see how it goes. Oh. This has come out in the mainstream media and the big UK and Australian papers. The experts, how many times have I mentioned the experts? Well, they're back and they're baffled. The experts, they're baffled. Once again, at Tourette's in teen girls. They're baffled. Once again, the medical experts demonstrate clearly that their superpowers are being baffled about things that blind Freddy could see clearly, deflecting attention from real causes and lying through their teeth. Now, this is from the Informed Choice .substack.com. I'll try and post this one for those guys as well. An article in today's Daily Mail entitled "Why Brutal COVID Lockdowns and Addictions to TikTok Are Driving Mystery Illnesses in Teenage Aussie Girls as Parents Fear the Worst Over Uncontrollable TikToks" describes a new mystery epidemic in which teenage girls are being diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome. For those who haven't heard of it, Tourette's is a neurological condition often associated with autism, which can be caused by vaccines and antibiotic overuse. Antibiotic overuse. Go ahead, prove me wrong. In which uncontrollable movements, jerkiness, and verbal outburst, often of the four-letter kind, can occur without warning. Tourette's syndrome, like autism, is three times more likely to occur in boys than in girls, yet studies have shown that in teenage and adult girls, the symptoms can be more severe. Perhaps, and I'm only guessing here, this is why the article mentions teenage girls and not boys. I would like to bet $1,000, which is all I can afford. Hat tip to Steve Kirsch, who regularly bets $1 million for those who can prove him wrong, that nobody will be able to come up with even one girl or boy who was recently diagnosed with Tourette's who did not receive the COVID jab or another vaccine shortly before diagnosis. And yes, now that you've asked, Tourette's has been associated with the inoculation programs and all the other inoculation programs for at least the last 100 years. So blaming it on isolation and reliance on social media is the perfect storm of deflection and fucking lies. Okay, Tourette's and the vaccine link. Here are just a few links to studies regarding the link between vaccines and tick disorders. There are many more. Perhaps the so-called experts should shove their own heads up their asses, I guess. And maybe they would get a clearer view, or maybe they wouldn't. I think that they wouldn't. They have done a search of the scientific literature before opening their stupid mouths and making such obviously ignorant and arrogant and incorrect statements. Thimerosal exposure, an increased risk of diagnosed tic disorder in the United States, a case study. Is Tourette syndrome one of the pandas? Neurology important advances in clinical medicine, neurologic complications of routine immunization. And here is another home truth that you won't read in the Daily Mail. All their experts will not mention Tourette's is treatable. Tourette's has been successfully treated using cannabis oil. Well, we're not allowed to have that in Australia, and we're not even allowed to smoke it. Because it's bad and it's evil. I can't believe that I am living in a country in 2022 where I can't just go and buy cannabis oil and smoke cannabis whenever the fuck I want. It's absolutely disgraceful. And it just shows you where we are, folks. It just shows you where we are. It's unbelievable. They'll inject these fucking mRNA technology into our kids, but they won't let us have cannabis oil or get access to biodynamic, organic, pure strains of cannabis. So we can buy it and we can take it home and do what we want with it. Smoke it, use it, whatever we want. Enjoy it. It's an amazing plant. And we can't have it. Can't people see what's going on here? Can't people see what's going on here? Can't they fucking see it? With their stupid eyes? It's unbelievable. I cannot believe that I live in a world where cannabis, a plant, is illegal. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just the stupidest thing. All I can say for people out there is to start growing it everywhere. Just start growing it everywhere. They can't arrest everybody. Tell them to go and get fucked. Okay? Tell them to go and get fucked. Grow it everywhere. Grow it in your backyard. Grow it in your front yard. Grow it everywhere. Grow it in pot plants. Grow it in cupboards. Grow it everywhere you want to. I don't care. Grow it, grow it, grow it. Smoke it, smoke it, smoke it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. There's lots and lots and lots of information up on the website, and there's lots of information up on YouTube and everywhere you want to look on how you can grow your own cannabis and make the oil. It's very, very easy. You can make it into food, into cookies, into cakes, into things. You can eat it. You can have it for a million and one different things or a million and one different reasons. Okay? It's not going to make you psycho. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to make you paranoid or a stoner that says, hey, man, and talks like some American comedy that's stupid. It's not going to do that. It's going to open up parts of your mind that you never thought existed. Okay? And it's going to help you in your life so, so, so much. And it's unbelievable that pharmaceutical companies who are destroying life and destroying the lives of our children and making millions of people around the world suffer have this monopoly over a fucking plant. We know pharmaceutical companies do this. How many times have I talked about this on this podcast? Where they go into places like the Amazon or they go into rainforest areas and tropical areas and they look at plants that indigenous cultures have used for centuries to treat different things and they try to take those plants back into their fucking evil satanic laboratories and patent them. So they can take out, they can try to isolate the part of the plant that's curing or helping these people with their conditions. And then they can turn it into a drug to sell it to the public. But the most important thing about turning that into a drug to sell it to the public is making them into a cash cow. So basically making that plant to inverting the plant world. And so they make it so that you have to take that drug so it smothers the symptoms. It doesn't cure them. And so when you finish the packet, your condition comes back again. And so this is just distorting and disturbing and demoralizing and just deframing and turning upside down the whole plant and natural kingdom that God put here, you know, for us, you know. And this is what these people do. This is what they do. And when they can't do it like to cannabis, when they can't, because the cannabis plant is too complicated, like many, many, many incredible herbs that we have and flowers and tinctures and barks and things. You know, they work together. You can't just take something out of it, you know, and think that it's going to work. It's not going to work. Sometimes it might for them. I don't know, but you know, it doesn't. It just doesn't work. So then they debunk it and they make it illegal and they demonize it. How many times have we talked about that on this podcast? What they're doing to the natural world, it's just disgusting. Have a look at the Amazon rainforest. Have a look at countries like Ecuador and these medicine men, these indigenous medicine men, these families that are almost on the verge of extinction. Venezuela, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Brazil, you know, these areas, medicine families, medicine men, shamans, that know about the secrets of life, they're getting rid of it all. And these plants that they use and these herbal remedies and tinctures and things from nature and mushrooms and things, you know, it's just unbelievable. Psychedelics, all this stuff. Cannabinoids. Ingesting, smoking, drinking. You know, like this world around us that's there for us, you know. It just drives me absolutely insane. Now, they'd rather you sit in front of the fucking TV set all night and watch the national nightly news, you know, and drink yourself to death and go and smoke packets of cigarettes filled with fucking thousands of chemicals, but you can't go and grow a marijuana plant in your backyard. What does that tell you? So, this absolute assault by... this absolute assault by these pharmaceutical corporations on humanity and our children, as bad as it is, it can in many ways be reversed, and these kids and people who are suffering so much can be helped by using these herbs and flowers and barks and things in nature, and they won't let us. They won't let you. Unless they've got total control over it. These people are so fucking evil, it makes me want to vomit. You know? Makes me want to vomit. But here they are. Here they are. Here they are in the Daily Mail. In the Daily Mail. And in the big newspapers. They're now telling you that the experts are baffled. Baffled. Why young teenage girls are getting Tourette's syndrome after they've been inoculated with the COVID-19 injections, for example, they're suddenly getting Tourette's? Tourette's? Jerking. They don't know why. Killing our kids, killing our teenagers, they're murdering people, they're murdering elderly people in nursing homes, they're killing them right now. Right now. In right now as I speak. They're murdering right now, as I talk to you right now in this moment. They are murdering elderly people in nursing homes all over the world. Murdering them. Killing them. With these injections, killing these demons, these mind-controlled muppets are murdering people, and now they're going after our kids and our teenagers, and they're killing them, and look what they're doing to them. And the media, the mainstream media all over the world and in Australia, are lying through their teeth. Are lying through their teeth to cover it all up. And they're conjuring up all these conditions that these poor human souls are suffering with to lie about it. So the mainstream media, who are nothing more than a propaganda arm for the New World Order, pushed all these poor souls into getting these injections by using propaganda and fear techniques and lying through their teeth. And then when these poor people, what have I been saying on this podcast? These people, these fucking scumbags, they lied to and they manipulated, they engineered these poor souls into getting these jabs, and now they're suffering. They're absolutely suffering. These poor kids, these people, these elderly people are being murdered. The death is unbelievable. They're suffering so bad now. These bastards, these fucking bastards are lying, are covering up. And they're also attacking anybody who's coming out and speaking about it. I mean, And these people with their suits on and their nice comfy jobs and their nice homes and their holiday houses and their nice cars and their big fancy mobile iPhones, they're living in the lap of luxury, and I don't know how they fucking live with themselves. I really don't. But what I do know is that people are waking up. And I don't know what's going to happen when we get there, but boy, I hope these people pay. Boy, I hope these people pay. I want to really start or do. I want to do something where we can, where I can make the mainstream media accountable. I want to make these people suffer. I want them to suffer, and I want them to be held responsible and accountable for what they have done. These fucking scum. I really do. I'm sorry if I sound negative. I'm not angry. I'm not being negative and angry inwardly. I'm not letting it get to me. I'm letting it out. I'm having a rant. I'm letting it out. There's got to be a way to make these people accountable, because they're getting away with fucking murder. They really are. They really are. I've got some more articles to cover tonight, but boy, have I gone over time. Enjoy, folks. Been the Night Watch podcast with Adam here on Tuesday night, the 2nd of August, covering all the latest news, whether it's alternative media, mainstream media. I don't give a shit what it is. I cover it here, and I break it down and offer my opinions and two cents to what I'm seeing in front of me, what is being presented to me. It just gives me a chance to come up here and vent and talk about what I am seeing and be honest. And at the end of the day, you know, that is so important for all of us to do, whether you agree with me or not. It's important for all of us to do, to, you know, people who are sitting down in family units and watching the news, they should get up and say, this fucking guy's a liar. That's bullshit. You know, you know what I mean? People should be sitting on the train or the bus in the morning going to work and read the morning Murdoch newspapers and go, you know what? This is bullshit. Have you read this? This is crap. You know what I mean? Why do we just continually sit down and take shit? I don't know. Why are we so quiet about things that we don't agree with? And why can't we come out like I am now and be honest? That's all I'm doing. Take care, folks. I'll be back again soon. Thanks for your support. You guys are awesome. And we'll chat again on the next one.